Thank you for inviting me to join you today. I pray that my words will honor Fletcher and Harper, and please continue to pray for sweet Sophia. My name is Katie Simpson. I am all the things that were included in my introduction today, but most importantly, I am mom to Drew and Weston Halsney. On Wednesday, August 27th, Weston was excited to go to school. It was his third day of fifth grade, and so far he loved it. His best buddies were in his class, his teacher was wonderful, and there had been no homework assigned. He quickly got ready for the day, jumped on his bike, and gave his usual farewell message. Bye, Mom. I love you. I hope you have a good day. As Weston pedaled off to Annunciation, Drew and I got in the car to begin our trip downtown where Drew is a sophomore at De La Salle High School. As I dropped Drew off that morning, I was struck by the ease of the morning routine and the beauty of the warm, sunny day. As I drove back home by way of Diamond Lake Road, I came upon a very disturbing scene. I saw a police car pull into the Annunciation Church driveway and witnessed two police officers as they jumped out of their squad car, guns drawn. My initial thought was that the children must be in lockdown in the school. They will be so scared. I need to stay close by. I watched another three squad cars show up in the time it took me to pull my car over. I watched for a few moments to be sure that there was no immediate threat and then hopped out of my car. I am a nurse, a helper. It is my nature to want to do something in times of crisis. As I stepped onto the sidewalk, a woman shouted, "There's been a shooting at the church." My worst fear: innocent civilians could be injured. I ran across the street and up toward the church. As I got closer, I noticed the doors opening and two familiar faces tentatively stepping out of the sanctuary. Two teachers whom I know well, and behind them, children in green shirts and blue shorts and plaid rompers. Oh no, it is Wednesday. The children were at Mass. Dear God. I raced up the sidewalk to these beautiful children who I know and love as they came toward me in surprisingly well-assembled lines. Their darling faces were panic-stricken and tear-stained. Many were crying, screaming, calling out for friends and siblings, neighbors and classmates. I spotted Weston, and he ran into my arms. The first thing he said to me is, "Mom, I'm so scared." I noticed his left arm soaked in blood, and there was a small spot of blood on the left side of his neck. I won't share the other horrific images that I witnessed that morning. It was like a scene out of a horror movie, a battle. And our beloved children and teachers were the victims. The rest of the day and the ones following are a blur. Later on Wednesday, Weston was thrust in front of a news camera by a well-meaning family member while I picked up groceries for a friend who I knew would need extra love and sustenance in the days to come. Weston's video went viral. We received endless calls and texts from media outlets. We learned of the deaths of Fletcher and Harper, two of the brightest lights I have ever known. Our hearts were and still are shattered for them and their incredible families. On Thursday, Weston asked me to take him to the doctor so that he could have his neck checked because it hurt when he touched it. We did. Although suspecting a superficial wound, as I had, the pediatrician ordered an X-ray that showed a fragment in his neck. She referred us to a pediatric ENT the following day. At Children's Hospital, we met Dr. Jayewardena, a rock star surgeon and our hero. I want to share his words about caring for Weston. These are the words of Dr. J. Recently, I met one of the most incredible individuals I have ever had the pleasure of meeting. You may know him as Weston Halsney, the articulate 10-year-old child who described the Annunciation school shooting from his vantage point under a church pew. He described how his friend Victor laid over him to protect him. He described how his friends around him were shot and how he escaped with only some gunpowder on his neck. He showed up with his family to my pediatric ENT and facial plastic surgery office to evaluate a small nick in his neck that, although it initially bled, was orders of magnitude less than the violence his friends were dealing with, so he waited until the next day to pursue care. His pediatrician had ordered an X-ray to make sure nothing was in his neck. After identifying a small metallic object on X-ray, the pediatrician called my team, and I got him the next available spot in my clinic. I spoke to the family about what had happened and listened to this remarkable child recount his harrowing story. We attempted to understand the trajectory of the bullet and what his options were for removal. I described how it was very close to some vital structures, but I need more information before being able to guide the family regarding next steps. We obtained a CT scan to identify exactly where the bullet fragment existed amongst other vital structures of his neck. As I scrolled through his CT scan, I watched the trajectory of the bullet stop the moment it touched his carotid artery, the main blood vessel to his head and neck. I will remember that moment, sitting alone in my office, as I realized the gravity of his situation for the rest of my life. The bullet fragment made a straight line from his entry wound to the lifeblood of his neck and ran out of momentum immediately prior to injuring this critically important structure. I called his family and described this miracle to them. I also described that the surgery to remove this would require intricately pulling the bullet off the carotid artery without disrupting its flow, a location with life-threatening complications. Weston described how this bullet fragment represented something that killed his friends and he wanted it gone. We discussed with his family how it was important to them for their own grieving to remove this evil from his neck. As a surgeon, it's moments like this that make what I do worth it. I made a promise to him that afternoon I met him to not let the bullet fragment be something that he would have to physically carry for the rest of his life. This innocent child is already carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders as the news media's appointed yet unintended face of this tragedy, immortalized by his viral description of that dreadful day. On September 3rd, a team of amazing individuals and I made Weston's life simpler by successfully removing the bullet fragment from his carotid artery at Children's Minnesota, Minneapolis. I expect Weston to make a full recovery. I often ask the children I see in my clinic what they want to be when they grow up. It helps me give perspective to the surgeries I perform for them in a context that both children and families can understand. I asked Weston this the day I met him, a couple days after he bore witness to the murder of his friends. In the midst of a story that would devastate any adult, I know, his response was, "I'm not sure exactly, but I know I want to be nice. I have gone to school for many years, but I certainly lack the wisdom and insight of this 10-year-old boy." I write this story because I think we all have a little bit we could learn from Weston Halsney. Now that the dust has settled, the wounds are healing, the bullets removed, and those who are lost mourned, I have one final reflection in the spirit of my newest and most articulate role model, Weston Halsney. Cut it out. Keep it simple. This isn't political, it's about kids. The children of this country are the best of us, and it's up to the rest of us to keep them safe. Now let's solve this problem together and be nice about it along the way. With love and hope, Dr. Jay Wardina, dad to two daughters, surgeon for kids. Dr. Jay did a beautiful job encapsulating his experience as a pediatric surgeon caring for Weston. He also wrote this letter as a father with a huge heart who wants to see action as a result of this senseless violence and loss. While there is a great deal of sadness that has come out of this, I want to take a moment to recognize the miraculous. It is a miracle that Weston and so many of his classmates are still here. The amount of love, support, hugs, flowers, ribbons, affirming messages, cards, candles, vigils, prayer groups, meals, cookies, so many delicious cookies, and generosity that have showered our community within the last 2.5 weeks is astonishing. In the face of chaos and division, we have shown up for one another, and we will get through this together. We are all moving our feet in the direction of love for our children and for each other, and that is where we find God. These children will forever be impacted by the events of August 27th, and they will know and feel that what comes after the darkness is the light. They will know that God will meet them in times of challenge, which they will face, and in grief, which they will experience, and in pain, which they will surely know. Dear God, thank you for coming to us in our lowest place and for shining your light onto our community and our children. We continue to pray for all families, but especially the families of Fletcher Merkel and Harper Moiske. Let us continue to build a future filled with hope.